From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama took on his critics at an event in Elyria, Ohio today, defending his call for tougher regulations on banks and his position on the economy against complaints he's done more to help Wall Street than working Americans. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
At the end of what's been a bad week for the White House, including the loss of a Senate seat in Massachusetts and a setback on health care, President Obama defended his record in a town hall meeting in a state that's been hit hard by job losses. He said the economic stimulus has helped communities all across the country. He called on Congress to pass a new jobs bill, and he said he'll continue to push for health care legislation.
So long as I have the privilege of serving as your president, I will not stop fighting for you. I will take my lumps, but I won't stop fighting to bring back jobs here.
On the economy, he said the worst of the storm has passed, but that he knows people aren't feeling the recovery yet. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
Three prominent Democratic senators are saying they won't vote for a second four-year term for Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. Bernanke's current term expires a week from Sunday. As NPR's David Wellner reports, another Senate Democrat, an independent, and three Republicans had earlier vowed they too will oppose another term for the head of the nation's central bank.
Fed Chairman Bernanke needs confirmation by the full Senate to hang on to the job he got during the recent Bush administration. Democratic Senators Russ Feingold of Wisconsin and Barbara Boxer of California say they won't vote for Bernanke because the nation's financial swoon occurred on his watch. North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan objects to Bernanke's refusal to disclose which investment banks got money from a new loan window the Fed opened for them.
I can't vote for his nomination as long as he's telling us that neither the Congress nor the American people have the right to know what the Fed did in terms of opening that loan window to investment banks.
It's not clear whether the growing Senate opposition to Bernanke is enough to block his confirmation. A White House spokesman says the Fed chairman has the backing of President Obama. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
One bit of good news for Bernanke. The Senate's top Democrat, Harry Reid, said today he will endorse Bernanke for a second term. Restrictions on banks the Obama administration has proposed putting in place continue to worry the financial markets at week's end. The proposal would limit banks' abilities to carry out certain kinds of trading activities. Economist David Wiest at Standard & Poor's says there does appear to be a certain populist element to the president's comments.
This attempt to go out there and attack the malefactors of great wealth, as they used to be called, is always popular with the voters, and it's always something you grab when you're losing the votes in the elections.
The president's proposals will face a difficult hurdle in Congress. The market losses extend what has been the biggest two-day drop on Wall Street since June. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 216 points to close at 10,172 today. The Nasdaq was down 60 points. This is NPR. Government officials are saying as many as 80 Guantanamo Bay detainees could be headed for the U.S. That's based on a presidential task force, which is recommending as many as 35 of the detainees be prosecuted, either in civilian or military courts. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder has already said that five detainees will be tried in New York federal court for their alleged role in the September 11th terror attacks. At least six others are scheduled to face military commissions. The task force is recommending 47 detainees be held indefinitely without being charged. Russia will start up a reactor in an Iranian nuclear power plant this year. Russia agreed to build the plant more than a decade ago. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Moscow says the reactor at Iran's Bashar nuclear power plant will start up later this year. Russia agreed to build the 1,000-megawatt facility 15 years ago, but the billion-dollar project has been delayed numerous times. The United States claims that Iran will use the facility to make nuclear weapons, a charge Tehran vehemently denies. Russia says that the plant will be used for peaceful purposes only and that the facility will come under the International Atomic Energy Agency's supervision. Moscow also says that all spent fuel rods will be returned to Russia. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Los Angeles judge today has ruled that fugitive director Roman Polanski must return to the U.S. before he is sentenced in connection with a decades-old sex case. Attorneys for the 76-year-old Polanski have argued their client should be sentenced in absentia for time already served after pleading guilty in 1978 to one count of unlawful sexual intercourse with a 13-year-old girl. Polanski fled the U.S. prior to his scheduled sentencing. He was recently arrested in Switzerland. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.